जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्
We will chant together verse number 13.
Shaktirdvayam hi mayaya vikshepapritirupakam विक्षेपशक्तिर्लिङ्गादि ब्रह्माण्डान्तं जगत् सृजेत्
We have determined the seer and the seen. Seen is all drishya. And drashta is one, the ultimate seer. And drashta has to be sentient. That we are clearly seeing. In the first verse itself, we have seen all drishya is inert and drashta. There is only one drashta and thus drashta is sentient. This drashta is chetan. And other than this chetan, everything else is inert. Made by Prakriti, made by Maya. This tattva is existence. If this is existence, then all these things are non-existence. Very easy to understand. If this is Chetan, all these things are inert, acceptable. But another characteristic of this is Sat Chit Anand. From the Chit side, if this is Chit, all other are Achit. If this is Sat, then all other are Asat. If this is Ananda Swarup, then this is not Ananda Swarup. logically, it's proved. But we experience this world when we get headache, we can't say it is asat, it does not exist. We can't say. So the student asks his teacher, where from this world has come? Tell me about that. Logically accepted, it is not there, asat. The teacher says, the cause of the world is Maya. And the power of Maya is that aghatit ghatana patiyasi. A thing which has never happened, it will show it has happened, it is there, as if it is real. Vedanta says, Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. But the Maya has made Jagat Satya Brahma Mithya. It's so powerful. Then how do we explain this whole world? Sun, moon, trees, building, people, being. How do we explain? To explain all these things, we have to bring in Maya. What are the meanings of Maya? That we have seen in our last class also. We'll just revise quickly. Maya means money. Have you got Maya? Have you got money? Maya also for men. Women are Maya. For women, men are Maya. A grihasthi will tell Swamiji, Swamiji, you are not in Maya. We are not married. We are married. We are in grihastha. Grihastha is Maya. You are out of grihastha. So you don't know what is Maya. We are under the spell of Maya. A magician will advertise, come and see my Maya Jal. PC Sarkar will say, come and see my Maya Jal, my creation. A thing which is not there, he will show. He will cut a body of a girl also, so that it's cut. But after some time, the same girl will come dancing. Maya. In bhakti, we say Lakshmi is the power of wealth. Saraswati is power of knowledge. Durga is physical power. These are all Maya. Then there are two kinds of Maya. One is Vidya Maya, another is Avidya Maya. Vidya Maya, which creates. The whole world is created by Vidya Maya. And Avidya Maya, it veils the truth. You can't see the truth. That is the power of Avidya Maya. But here the author says that the Maya has got two Shaktis. Shakti dvayam hi mayaya vichep avriti rupakam. This Maya has got two Shaktis. One is the vichep Shakti and other is the avriti rupakam. Another is that veils, that covers. Covers what? Avaran Shakti covers the truth. And vichep Shakti, it will project something else and will tell you this is this and will make that real. Inside me the Atman is there, but it has veiled and it has projected this body. There is no Atman, there is body and you are this body. Outside also it has covered the substratum and projected the whole world and said the whole world is this. Millions of objects. In this verse it says, Bachep Sakti Lingadi Brahmandatam Jagat Srijet. What is the power of this Bachep Sakti? It has created the whole of Jagat. From Lingadi Brahmandatam. Brahmand Antam. Brahmand, how many Brahmand are there? Anant Koti Brahmand. We see only one solar system. But they are say there Anant Koti Brahmand are there. Starting from Lingadi, Linga means subtle body. Starting from the Sukshma Sarir to the all gross world, Anant Koti Brahmand, this Bichep Sakti has created. It has created the experiencer and experienced both. Subtle point here. Maya has created the experiencer and the experienced. We have already seen in our Ishavasyupanishad discussion that this Atman is without any gross body, any subtle body, and any causal body. So, without gross body, without subtle body, without causal body, you cannot transact or experience anything of the world. For experiencing anything of the world, you need to have gross body, and that gross body must have a subtle body also, mind and intellect, etc. And there is causal body. So this tattva cannot experience anything, but in its presence, this whole thing start functioning. So who created the experiencer and the experienced? Maya. This is the area of Maya, starting from Vasana, BMI, PFT, OET is Maya. So Maya created experiencer, and Maya created all the sense object which we experience. What is the definition of Maya? It was said, Miyate Anaya Jagat, by which world is measured. That means wherever, whatever we see, it is pervaded by Maya. Maya is there because the whole Brahmand, Anant Koti Brahmand, 14 lokas, they are all created by Maya. Definition 1. Definition 2. Yama sa Maya, that which is not there is Maya. Ma, ya, just reverse it. Ya, ma. Ma means no in Sanskrit. That which is not there is Maya. Description of Maya from different standpoints. For ignorant, you will say yes, Atman or Brahman is also there, world is also there. Both are real to me. But a rational person, he will not accept. He will say, you tell me whether Maya is has a form or it is formless, whether it is dependent of Brahman or it is independent, whether it is Sat or it is Asat, whether it is Nitya or it is Anitya. Irrational person will ask this thing. Tell me, whether it is Sat, is it existing? So what is the definition of Sat? Trikale tishtati iti sat nirvikara rupena. Trikale tishtati iti sat nirvikara rupena. It has to stay in three periods of time without any modification. Three periods of time, past, present and future. Can we say Maya is sat? stage in three period of time without any modification? No. All creations of Maya, my body and the whole Brahmand, it was not there before manifestation, it is there for some time and it will not be after dissolution. After Pralaya, this will not be there. And this whole thing is modifying. There is a vikar always. And the definition of sat says, trikale tishtati iti sat nirvikara rupena, without any vikar. So we cannot say this as a sat, maya is sat, we cannot say. So should we say it is asat? What is asat? Which is not there in three period of times. Three period of times, past, present and future, but we are experiencing, we are seeing it. How can you say it is not there? The mool maya is unmanifest, but its effect we see. Effect is there. How can you say it is not there? So we cannot say maya is not there. So a rational person says, if you say that it is not sat and it is not asat, then what it is? Then it is says, sat asat binabhyam is mithya, anirvachaniya. We cannot explain it, anirvachaniya, not describable. A thing which is neither sat nor asat is called mithya. So, in simple term, we can say anything which is existing for a limited period of time, mithya. That is mithya. But a jnani, so from the ignorant standpoint we have seen, he says both Atman and Brahman and Jagat is existing. For them is real. For a rational person, he says it is mithya. For a jnani, he says the world is not there. It's not there. Only Brahman is there. So, avaran sakti and vichep sakti. First is the avaran sakti, it covers. Then the projection starts. So, non-apprehension of truth creates misapprehension. We are not able to see the rope, we see snake. We are not able to see the Atman or Brahman. Instead, we are seeing body and the whole world. In the dream also is the same thing. When we are not able to perceive, or when we are not in the waking state, then the dream state starts. And the dream state starts in darkness. It's a total darkness. My indriyas are closed, my lights are off. There is no light outside. It starts in darkness, stage in darkness, merges in darkness. Like in cinema hall, we see the movie we see in the darkness. Then merges in darkness, then they switch on the lights, then the movie is over. So when we are not aware, when we are not in the waking state, then the dream comes, and that dream, during the dream time, appears as real. The moment we come out of that dream state, we say, no, that is false. In Vivek Churamani, we have seen Abhyakta Namani Parmesh Sakti Anadya Vidya Trigunatmika Para Karyanumeya Sudhyaiva Maya Yaya Jagat Sarvavidam Prasuyate. Abhyakta Namani, it is an unmanifest form, but we see its Karyanumeya, we see its effect only. But what is the Mool Prakriti? That we don't. That is not known. Anadi Avidya. Anadi is a beginningless time it is coming. And what is its nature? Avidya, it's ignorance. And it has got three guna, trigunatmika, sattva, rajas and tamas, three gunas are there. Sudhyaiva maya, by the subtle intellect you can infer it. What is this maya? You can infer by the subtle intellect. So tamogun veils, rajogun projects, and in maya itself there is another gun, sattvagun. By that sattvagun you can come out of this maya. That is why Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita, Arjun, nitya sattastha bhava arjuna. O Arjun, you always stay in the sattvagun, because when you come to the in the sattvagun, then you can transcend it. But here the author is not talking about the sattvagun. Why? Because the topic he is discussing about the creation. For the creation, we need two things. One is the willing power and another is the projecting power. Now this maya is a power, it is a sakti. The next question comes, whose power is this? The Lord has clearly said, Devi aisa gunmai mam maya duratya. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said, whose power is this? Mam maya, this is my power. Very good. And in Tattva Bodh also, we have seen, Brahma asraya sattva rajas tamo gunatmika maya asti. Brahma asraya, it dependent on Brahma. Without Brahma, it can't do anything. We can have an automatic machine which can produce anything automatically, but there must be some sentient being to switch it on. But you can say, we can put a timer. That also somebody is needed to put that, no? Somewhere sentient being is required. So this sakti also requires Brahma. This maya is also called prakriti. Prakriti also is of two types, para prakriti and apara prakriti. Para prakriti is jiva bhuta, Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita. And apara prakriti is ashtadha. Ashtadha means five elements, man, buddhi and ahankar. 5 + 3, 8. Ashtadha. So how to solve the problem? In order to explain the creation, we have to bring in maya. After bringing in maya, we have to negate it. So there is one Brahman. On Brahman, we will superimpose the universe, whole creation. And then after that, we will negate the creation. And we will come to know Brahman. So first we have to tell you about the creation, how the creation came in. So that is why it is said, it is because of the maya projecting power. Bichhep Sakti, and that Bichhep Sakti has created from Ling, from the subtle to Brahmand. The whole thing is created by this Bichhep Sakti, the projecting power. And Guruji has given a beautiful example which we have seen to solve the problem of 17 horses. A wealthy person left a will that my three sons will get all the property in the ratio half, one third and 1/9, and he left 17 horses. Half of 17, 8.5, one third of 17, again fraction, 1/9 of 17, again fraction. So they started fighting. A minister came riding on a horse. He said, what is your problem? He said, this is problem, this is the will. My father has said that this should be distributed in this ratio, and he has left 17 horses. Well, this is the problem, okay. He added his horse to 17 plus 1, 18, 18 divided by 2, 9, 18 divided by 3, 6, 18 divided by 9, 2, so total 17, and he took away his own. brought in Maya, took away Maya, 17 remain. Problem solved. So we will bring in Maya, we will negate Maya, our problem solved. We have to know that we are Brahman. So what is this Srishti? It is said in verse number 14.
Srishti nama brahma rupe.
Srishti nama brahma rupe.
Satchidananda vastuni.
Satchidananda vastuni.
Abdho phena divat sarva.
Abdho phena divat sarva.
Nama rupa prasarana.
Nama rupa prasarana.
Srishti nama brahma rupe. Satchidananda vastuni. Abdho phena divat sarva. Nama rupa prasarana.
If somebody asks us, what is this Srishti? The simple answer we will say, the Srishti is that which gives us joy and sorrow. That is Srishti. Or someone may say, the Srishti has got millions of objects, combined all those objects, is this Srishti. But the author says, Srishti is in two words, Naam, Roop, Prasarana. All Srishti is nothing but a Naam and a Roop, that's all. Naam, Roop, Prasarana. Whenever there is a Roop, we give a name so that we can transact. Naam, Roop, Prasarana. A form. Whenever a new form comes in, we do the Namakaran first. When this building was constructed, name was given Chinmay Mission, but there is another Chinmay Mission on the south side. So that is called Badri. So this will be called Yamunotri Namakaran. Chinmay Mission, Yamunotri. Okay, we don't give the name of our house. So what is the Namkaran? Your address is Namkaran. 30877 North Fairfield Road is the Namkaran. It is different from the other house. That is Namkaran. Namkaran is done. How it is Naam and Rupa? Roop of what? What is the substance? When we make any ornament from the gold, what is the foundation? Foundation is, gold is foundation. And when we give a particular shape, it is earring, this is nose pin, this is necklace, this is bangle. And for transaction purpose, we tell all these things. Suppose we don't give a name. Now you have to address this person. Suppose Deepak ji there. We don't know the name of Deepak ji. So how you will express? You have to describe his form, color, shape, size. If he is present here, but if he is present in India, how you will explain? Very difficult. Ask somebody to bring harmonium without telling what is harmonium. Explain how you will express it. Very difficult. What is harmonium? So here it says, Abdau Phenadivat Sarvanam Rupa Prasarana. Here the example is given, Abdhau Phenavat. in the ocean, in the sea, we see lot of waves. Big wave, high wave, crashing wave, roaring wave, small waves, we see froth, we see bubble. Different name given to different shapes. But if you ask somebody, go and get me big wave, he will go and get in one cup big wave. What is that? Oceanic water. Now if you touch that wave, what is that? Oceanic water. If you taste that wave, oceanic water. If you smell, oceanic water. If you see, that is only water you are seeing. Sound, water sound only. Touch any gold ornament, are you not touching gold? You are touching gold. So for any naam roop, there must be substance. Without substance, without gold, can you make ornament? Without oceanic water, can there be all these things? No. So what is the vastu of this srishti? It is said, Sachidananda vastuni. The foundation is Sat Chit Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda has taken different forms and we have given names to each form. Very clearly, author says, Sat Chit Ananda Vastuni. Vastuni means, Vastu means Vasati Iti. Vastu, one which stays, one which is real, one which is stays always. You can change the naam roop of all gold ornament, but the gold will remain same. Change the naam roop of the whole world, but the vastu, the Sachidanand, will remain. Naam roop is changing. Naam roop is not Brahma. Very careful. Naam roop is changing. Naam roop is not Brahma because Brahma is changeless, formless. So, vastu, what is the material? Vastu is Sachidanand. That Sachidanand has taken a form and we have given a name to that form. A form of a tree, a form of anything, a building, a human being, another being, any object of the world. So you will find Sachidanand Vastuni there. How to analyze it? You have to prove Sachidanand Vastuni is there in all naam roop. Suppose, take anything of the world, table. Table is made of, say, iron or plastic or wood. Where from this has come? Either come it from the earth. Earth has come from water. Water has come from fire. Fire has come from air. Has come from space. Has come from Maya. Maya has, is it not Brahma? Are you not touching, tasting, hearing, smelling Brahman? Touch anything of the world, you will reach Brahman. Take any example. Jada was employed as palanquin bearer by Raja Raghuvan. Raghugan. So he, when he saw some creatures there, some ant or something, he would jump and cross over. The king sitting inside, his head used to hit the palanquin and he was very much disturbed. Got out and started shouting at Jarbhar. Jarbhar says, "Why are you shouting? I am earth, that creature is earth, you are earth, this palanquin is earth. Everything is made from earth. Other than earth, whole thing is Brahman. So you and me are same. Why are you shouting?" Raja Raghugan realized that he is not an ordinary person. Method number one, going to Brahman. Method number two. In each vritti, in each object, there is a name and form and there is ijness. In each object of the world, there is ijness. Sun is, moon is, he is, chair is, table is, building is, light is, fan is, ijness is there. That way also you can conclude. You can remove all the name of forms, but you cannot remove that vastu, that ijness you cannot remove. You can cut a tree, but the ijness of the tree has come into the log. Cut the log, make a furniture, log is gone, furniture is. Burn the furniture, as is, ijness continues. Satchidananda vastuni. What is the definition of naam? Vyavartaktvam namatvam. Vyavartaktvam namatvam. Vyavartan means which removes other things from our mind. If I say Swami Vivekananda, all things, all beings, all human beings of the world goes away and we get a picture of Swami Vivekananda in our mind. When I take the name of any person, no other person will respond, only one person will respond. Vyavartakan. This is naam. And name is required to differentiate between millions of objects. Then how should we see the existence in all things? In Isavasya Upanishad we have studied that the whole world is pervaded by principle of existence. Isavasya idam sarvam, the whole world is pervaded. A realized person penetrates naam and roop and sees the foundation. Is it not so? Foundation is, vastu is always there. We have already seen who has taken this form and name. What is the vastu? What is the substance of the whole world? We have seen the Satchidananda vastu. Vastu is the Satchidananda. So if you can go beyond the naam and roop, you will find Satchidananda. Go beyond the name and form of gold ornaments, you will see gold. But what we see? We see naam, roop only. Realize, see the substance. He goes beyond naam, roop. Goldsmith, he always sees the gold. He never sees the naam, roop. And what we see? Naam, roop. Thus, a realized will see sarvam khalu idam brahma. Sarvam khalu idam brahma. Whole thing is Brahman. Go beyond the naam and roop. you will find Brahman. And in bhakti, you will say Vasudeva Sarvam Idam. Whole thing is Vasudeva himself. He has become all these things. So Satchidanand is appearing as everything. But why we can't see Satchidanand? Well, the veiling power has covered. Avaran Sakti. We have seen only the Bichep Sakti now. The author is discussing about the Bichep Sakti, how the Bichep Sakti, the projecting power, has created the whole world. But why we are not able to see the Vastu, the substance? It is because of the veiling power. Who is more powerful? Who is the main? Is it the veiling power or the projecting power? It is the veiling power which is mukhya, and the projecting power is the secondary. So now we are discussing about the veiling power in verse number 15. Are we taking up this today?
Okay, let us. More than 15.
अंतर्दृग् दृश्यर् भेद
अंतर्दृग् दृश्यर् भेद
बहिश्च ब्रह्मसर्गयोः बहिश्च ब्रह्मसर्गयोः आवृणोत्यपराशक्तिः
आवृणोत्यपराशक्तिः
सा संसारस्य कारणम्
सासंसारस्य कारणम्
अन्तर्दृग्दृश्ययोर्भेदम्
बहिश्च
ब्रह्मसर्गयोः आवृणोत्यपराशक्तिः सासंसारस्य कारणम्
आवृणोति अपराशक्ति आवृणोति इट कवर्स इट वेल्स And it is the other power, other than the Bichep Shakti, is the Avaran Shakti, Avaranati, Aparasakti. What it has done? Antah Drig Drishyoho Vedam. Antah, inside. What it has done? Drig and Drishya Ved, it has covered. The ultimate Drig is who? Is the sentient being. Drashta is that. Atman. So Drik Drishyabed is covered. Here Antar and Bahir is in reference to the body. So inside body it has covered the truth, the Atman. A person goes to Mahatma, can you show me Atman? He said yes. I can show you Atman. He pressed certain nerves and he started seeing some lights. Well, that is Atman, that light. So you don't have to go to Mahatma to get to see that light. Go into the dream state. The light which illumines your whole dream, is that Atman? Because outside light is not there when we are dreaming. Then which light we are seeing that dream? The light of Atman. Some people say, no, I hear some sound, bell sound of Lord, as if Tumaka Tumaka Charata Ramachandra, I hear those sound. Some say, no, I smell something. So we all have made the objectified that Atma Tattva. It can never become object. We objectify. Scientists also, they want, they don't accept consciousness is there. No Satchitananda. Well, unless you prove, you bring it in our mind, test you. I want to see how it is. They will say, atom is the source of whole creation. But that also is a naam roop, na? It is a roop, a small atom. And then we have given a name, this is this and this, this is the cause. Okay, it is veiling power, it has covered antar. But what it has done outside? Bahischa Brahma Sargayo. Bahischa, and outside my body, what it has done? Brahma is there, the substance, the vastu. That vastu has taken different forms and we have given different names. So it has covered, that veiling power has covered that Brahma and Sargayo. Bichep Shakti has shown Sarga, the creation, the whole world it has shown. So outside also it has covered, inside it also has covered. Inside it has covered Atman, outside it has covered Brahman. And the difference between Atman and Brahman? Brahman conditioned by body is Atman. Atman unconditioned by body is Brahman. Are these two different things? No, it's one thing. We have already proved elsewhere that there cannot be two existences. We think we have got a body in which there is a little bit of Atman. Atman inside. This is our understanding. Going to the meditation, you will come to know that you are not this body, or you are that Atman. You can negate your body, mind, intellect, but you cannot negate that Atman. That Atman is supporting this body. It is not that the Atman is in body, body is in Atman. That you can understand when you meditate on it. Similarly, outside also, Brahman is the substratum. But we are not able to say. Veiling power, avaran shakti has covered. Sa sansarasya karanam, that veiling power is the cause. Once it is covered, the first thing is the covered. I am not able to see the rope, that means the veiling has covered the rope. Then the projection starts, this is rope, this is snake. I don't see rope now, I see snake, projection started. What is the definition of sansar? Sansarati iti sansar. Sansarati means is continuously moving. We feel that I am moving in time and space. I am aging. We never accept that you are not moving. You are eternal. You are not transmigrating. You are akhandaras, anandaras. You are Sachidanand. It's not moving. We always feel, no, I am aging, I am moving. Brahma is not moving, not changing, not moving in time and space. It's not subject to time and space. That is sansaran. This is sansari. I don't see the constant substratum. But what is this viśva? The definition of viśva is vividham sayati gacchati iti viśva. Vividham sayati gacchati iti viśva. We see continuous movement in the universe. Movement is always in Maya. Always remember this thing. Movement is always in Maya. In Brahman, there is no movement. For any movement, you have to have gross body, subtle body, causal body. You have to be limited, then there can be movement. And where the Brahman can move, Akhandanand Maharaj says, you thasa thas bhara hua hai. It cannot move. It is full. Cannot move. What is Jagat? Jayate gacchati tishtati iti Jagat. Jayate, born, tishtati, it remains for some time, Kachati is go jabe, that is called Jagat. And Gurudev used to say, jug 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 jug, with signs, that is Jagat. Then who is Sansari? One Mahatma jokingly said, Samyak Rupene, sorry, sorry, sorry. One who says sorry, sorry always. Sa Sari. There's what? Sansari. Sa means Samyak. And sorry, always says sorry, 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 sorry. That is Sansari. Who is this Jiva? Next verse, we'll discuss about this Jiva. Who is this Jiva? Who is this Sansari? That we'll take up in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om.